From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States decides to stop training opposition Syrian rebels. The Obama administration is pausing and evolving a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip rebels fighting Islamic State militants. The operation will shift away from vetting moderate Syrian rebels and training them in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the UAE. Instead, the program will provide air support and basic equipment and training to vetted opposition group leaders, according to the White House. The Pentagon-led Train and Equip program had only trained a few dozen fighters, much fewer than the original goal of thousands. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Russia is taking the wrong approach in Syria by supporting embattled President Bashar al-Assad. Speaking in London, Mr. Carter said Russia is putting its troops and its citizens at risk by supporting the Syrian leader.
By taking the side of Assad against all opponents in Syria, Russia has, as we have said repeatedly, made itself a target.
The U.S. Defense Secretary said that by inflaming the kind of extremism represented by the Islamic State, Russia has suffered inside its own borders. The 2015 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet for its decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in the wake of the Jasmine Revolution. The Nobel Prize Committee announced the award in Oslo, Norway, on Friday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has passed a resolution to authorize the European Union and other countries to board, search, and seize vessels suspected of human trafficking in the Mediterranean off the coast of Libya. The Council adopted the resolution under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, which authorizes the use of force but limits its mandate to 1 year. It neither authorizes action in Libyan territorial waters nor on the country's coast. Matthew Rycroft is Britain's ambassador to the UN.
Any action will be proportional, in keeping with the limits authorized by this resolution, and used solely against the smugglers and empty boats.
The 15-member council adopted the measure drafted by Britain to counter the worst refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. 14 member countries voted in favor, with Venezuela abstaining. The European Union started Operation Sophia in the southern Mediterranean Sea Wednesday to intercept human trafficking boats trying to enter the bloc illegally. Israeli troops fired across the border into the Gaza Strip Friday, killing at least four Palestinians and wounding more than a dozen others as tensions flared between the two sides. Israel's military said about 200 Palestinians in Gaza advanced on the border during a demonstration and threw rocks and rolled burning tires toward soldiers. It said its forces opened fire on the main instigators to stop their advance. The demonstration was called in solidarity with Palestinians in Jerusalem and the West Bank, following a spate of stabbings carried out mostly by Palestinians on Israeli citizens and Israeli reprisals. In Jerusalem Friday, a Palestinian stabbed an Israeli teenager, wounding him lightly. Police say the attacker was later arrested. Also Friday, an Israeli stabbed and wounded at least three Palestinians in an apparent revenge attack. Tensions between the two sides are growing, mainly over the East Jerusalem holy site, revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. U.S. President Barack Obama begins a four-day visit to the West Coast Friday by meeting with the families of victims of last week's mass shooting in Roseburg, Oregon. Mr. Obama is set to meet with the families of eight students and one instructor gunned down at Umpqua Community College last Thursday by gunman Christopher Harper Mercer, who then took his own life when confronted by police. Protests are expected to occur during the president's visit. Mr. Obama has been calling for stronger gun control laws in the aftermath of the shooting. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.